This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. With me is Deepak Advani, Vice President of Predictive Analytics at IBM and CEO of SPSS, an IBM company. Today, we're talking about the increasing influence of predictive analytics in business decision-making and business outcomes.
If you, from your perspective, just let me know, what are the biggest challenges that our customers are facing today?
Yeah, I think if you look at customers in all industries, right, it's especially when the economy is tough as it is around the world right now, customers need to get really focused on who their customers are, right? Mm-hmm. Customer centricity. They need to understand who their most profitable customers are, so they can attract more such customers to their product or to their company. They need to then retain those customers. Mm-hmm. And you also need to figure out, you know, how can you serve those customers better than your competition? Mm-hmm. All of these things require you to understand customer behavior very well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, used to be a lot of companies would do needs-based segmentations. And before that, you know, companies would segment customers based on the size of the company, which really wasn't very insightful. Mm-hmm. More and more companies are now trying to figure out how to segment customers based on their behavior. Mm-hmm. And once you start understanding that, that's when you start driving better business results. Mm-hmm. You start getting top-line growth, but it's not just the revenue growth. You're getting more profitable revenue growth.
Okay.
And of course, you also need to start worrying about minimizing risk and addressing issues like fraud. So from a SPSS point of view, predictive analytics point of view, what we see is a lot of customers are very, very interested in our products and our solutions to figure out how to do a better job of attracting the right type of customers to their business. How do you cross-sell all the offerings you have to those customers, and then how do you predict when they're likely to churn or likely to leave so you can take actions and keep those customers and keep them delighted with what you have to offer? And at the same time, also look at, are there, you know, more thoughtful ways to detect fraud before it happens? Mm-hmm. Are there ways to start getting a good handle on risk so you can manage risk more effectively?
Mm-hmm. So, what is decision management? This is this a product that would help customers address some of the challenges that you've raised?
At the end of the day, I think customers, they really need to understand how predictive analytics will help them improve their business process. Mm-hmm. How will it address a pain point that they have? And you know what we've seen over the last several years is customers would take predictive analytics and they would embed it within their business process, so they're making better decisions. They've done this for predictive maintenance. Mm-hmm. So how do you figure out, you know, when something is about to fail and take, you know, proactive action on it? They've done it in the insurance industry to start detecting fraud in real time, so they can take actions and reduce fraud. And there are companies out there, you know, they've adapted. So like one company is, how do I turn my call center into a sales channel? Mm-hmm. So as calls are coming in, I can propose the right offer to the right customer. Mm-hmm. So think of decision management as a framework that will enable you to make any decision a better decision through the use of predictive analytics.
Okay.
It has got a very easy to use a GUI that enables business users to build models. It's got the ability to not only rely on predictive models, but also simple rules.
Mm-hmm.
So you can optimize the decisions that you're making. It has the ability to simulate your actions. So before you deploy the combination of predictive models and business rules into production, you can also try it out to see what would the outcome had been had you deployed this model on your historical data. So there's a lot of different elements of this framework, but decision management in a simplest sense is a framework that enables you to embed predictive analytics into any point in your business process where a decision is being made.
Wow. So if we look a little broader, more broadly now, how does decision management, predictive analytics fit into the overall business analytics strategy for IBM and perhaps into the big IBM vision of Smarter Planet?
Yeah, in order for a planet to be smart, you need smart organisms. You mm-hmm. need smart corporations. You need smart governments. You need smart cities. Mm-hmm. And in order to be smart, you need to have analytics.
Right.
So I would argue that predictive analytics is really at the heart of the Smart Planet strategy or Smarter Planet strategy, because without analytics, mm-hmm. You can't be smart.
Right.
And you can't make, and at the end of the day, in order to be smart, you need to make better decisions. Mm-hmm. And so it is really, really, and even when you look at all the messaging coming out of the Smarter Planet team, mm-hmm. predictive analytics is at the core. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's a very, very good fit. And from a business analytics point of view, you know, when you look at the overall portfolio that we've built up over the years, whether it's, you know, planning or performance mm-hmm. management or core BI, predictive analytics elevates all of those value propositions.
Right.
Because you're not just looking at what has happened in the past, and you're not just letting a human do a lot of what-if analysis. Mm-hmm. You've got mathematics that are looking for correlations in data mm-hmm. and basically proposing what is likely to happen or what all of this data is telling you. Mm-hmm. So we believe it elevates the business analytics value proposition as well.
Why have predictive analytics up until now been sort of in the realm of the professional user? Mm-hmm. Does decision management and the future direction for SPSS within IBM, does that change the game for business users? Do they get to play with it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the reasons why, you know, predictive analytics and data mining hasn't become mainstream, one mm-hmm. of the big reasons is because, you know, it's been the domain of mathematicians and statisticians mm-hmm. and these deep data mining experts. And we believe in order for data mining and predictive to become mainstream, mm-hmm. you need business users to have the ability to build predictive models without having a PhD or mm-hmm. even a bachelor's degree in statistics.
Yeah.
And so what we are real excited about is with decision management, all of a sudden now we've opened up the aperture. Mm-hmm. A business user can now go off and build models, and they can do that pretty quickly mm-hmm. using very simple point-and-click interfaces. But the beauty of the architecture is it's using the same underlying architecture and mm-hmm. PMML interfaces and standards. So now a deep statistician and a data miner can collaborate with the business user.
Okay.
So the business user can build models using very simple interfaces, mm-hmm. but if you want to optimize the model further by working with a data miner, mm-hmm. you have the option to do that as well.
Right.
So we really do believe that with decision management, predictive analytics starts to become more pervasive.
Mm-hmm. So you're bringing the business reality into the world of statistics.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's like all the, even when you go about building your predictive models and your business rules, you're doing it within the context of the industry you're
right.
in and the business problem you're trying mm-hmm. to solve.
That sounds like an exciting journey. We're just getting started. Deepak Advani, Vice President of Predictive Analytics at IBM, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
To find out more about predictive analytics and better business outcomes, visit spss.com.
What if you could make the right decision every time? IBM Decision Management 6 makes it a reality for everyone in your organization. Three simple clicks are all you need. Combine predictive analytics with business rules to optimize the millions of decisions your users make every day. IBM Decision Management 6. Predictive analytics for better business outcomes. Learn more at spss.com. Ideas, insights, and opinions on business analytics. You're listening to BI Radio.